Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales Interludes, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons game set in the Dungeon in a Box monthly subscription service. Second module, Streets Unseen. Argus Goldblood has invited the group to his establishment, the Golden Cup, for a beverage and his thanks for saving his carriage and his life.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy. Raise a glass and toast to the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise your glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Good evening, Mystic Soccer fans in Mariposa and throughout the land. Our former caravan guards have become personal guards to the one and only Findal Dinbizzle Vindazzle on the rough streets of Greyhaven itself. With the knowledge that the city militia are on the lookout for a gnome wizard and our party of adventurers having two in their midst, they make their way stealthily into the city, only to draw attention to themselves when a carriage went mad and they leapt into action to stop it from crashing. Saving the day also earned them the favor of one Argus Goldblood, the owner and proprietor of the Bottomless Cup. Which leads us to this very moment as our adventurers step foot into the posh and polished premises. And now, let's peek into the adventure itself, as the shine off brass fixtures reflects in dark mahogany flooring, leading Dimple to quietly remark,
I've seen better.
Come on in, says Argus Goldblood. Argus gestures broadly to the environs of the place itself. It is three stories, a lower floor underneath, an upper floor, and this main floor where there is general drinking from the higher-ups in the city going on. And he waves to the barkeep, and he says,
For my friends here, the five saviors, drinks and food on the house, whatever they want.
Excuse me. May I have your finest wine?
Yeah, you heard the lady.
And any hors d'oeuvres or your best pâté.
Yeah. Bring over the entire sampler. We'll do three courses, says Argus. Come, sit with me.
I'd only like a vod beat, please.
I think we have that.
Thank you.
Can I just have something that you can drink?
Maybe a seltzer or a Tums.
Shut up. Can I have a beer?
Of course.
Thanks.
I will gladly take a virgin Cuba Libre.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure my bartender does. He is paid handsomely.
And I'll take anything sweet and dark like myself.
So what is something that would be sweet and dark that you could have?
Maybe just a dark ale would be just fantastic.
Says that she's sweet, but is actually
bitter.
Well, maybe with a wedge of something on it, you know.
Which would also be sour, because you use lemon.
Sour and bitter.
Argus invites you to a table where you sit, and he regales you with stories if you wish to hear them. He is more than willing to share information about the city if you would like to hear it. He provides you with as much liquor that you care to drink and food that you care to eat. Whatever you want, the place is up for you because you saved his life and his carriage.
I'm kind of curious if he knows about this gnome wizard would he know about the one that's being sought after? Because we have two gnome wizards. Do you want me to ask that in character?
I mean,
is that why you're staring at me?
Seems like. Wouldn't you think?
Maybe.
This is role playing.
Oh my gosh.
What?
So hard.
What's this place called again?
The Bottomless Cup.
And have we found Tychus?
Tychus is no.
We want to find Tychus.
That's Findal Dinbizzle Vindazzle's friend who has a map.
The map of the city.
Some sort of special map.
Excuse me. Hi.
Yeah.
Do you know where we could find the Tychus?
No. the Tychus, what you're referring to.
I think it's a name, but I'm not sure.
The Tychus, though. It's like a title or something?
Maybe Tychus. It's just a Tychus.
A Tychus. it strikes me that there might be a wizard by that name.
Tychus is a gnome.
I don't know the race of the individual.
Oh, okay.
There might be a wizard, though. A tower or something like that.
Oh. Like a very big tower.
That's really hard
to say. I don't know
say.
Why that came across as funny, but I don't think it's too big a tower.
Just a medium-sized tower, then.
Just a medium-sized tower, then.
He doesn't say anything, and he just has another drink from his cup.
Doesn't need answer. Dimple starts, like, sipping from her wine cup at the same, like, rate that he does, like, and just stares at him.
Do you know the direction of the tower?
I can figure it out, yeah, I guess.
Can you tell me?
I don't quite rightly understand why you need to find where Tychus' tower is. I already know where it is, says Findel.
Why didn't you speak sooner?
I was drinking and enjoying this lovely pâté.
Findel, is Tychus a gnome wizard?
No, he's a human.
So is the gnome wizard that people are looking for you? Because it certainly isn't me.
Well, it certainly isn't me. I don't know why anyone would be looking for me.
Can I roll a check on that?
What do you want to roll? What sort of check? Can I check that?
Can I check that?
Deception?
Can I check that?
You have to check your jacket at the coat check. Yes, of course.
Insight?
Insight. That's what I'm looking for. Insight. Okay.
Do you believe that he might be lying?
I think he's lying. That's why I'm doing this.
Well, you're pretty sure that Findel Dinfizzle Findazzle is the biggest supporter of the Mariposa Mayhem, the Mystic Soccer Team. He lives in Mariposa, and he left there to come to Greyhaven. Why they would necessarily be searching for him seems
kind of weird.
So if he was, in fact, lying, it would be a really hard check to beat. Are you trained in insight?
No. So, I was just curious.
I think he's probably telling the truth. And if he is lying, that would be a massive story shift.
But he has the ability to transport places other than where he's intended to be, right? So I suspect him.
Yes, but for different reasons.
I mean, yes, obviously, this is how he cheated on me.
Oh, jeez. During this whole
I have it all figured out.
Exchange about a tower and all that, Ekamon's kind of been off in his own world, scrolling on a piece of paper, and he's writing a little song about Argus. And he was like,
Argus?
Argus, the
Goldblood.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he gave us food and stuff.
Yeah, he saved his life. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, there once was a man named Argus who gave us food, drink, and bed. The bottomless cup is the finest place where anyone has been fed. That's it. And he's humming that along.
Nice.
And figuring out more as he goes. That's it.
Is this a dirty limerick?
Maybe.
Unky B is just eating fish and chips in the corner. But he isn't using like a regular knife. For some reason, he's using one of his hand axes to cleave the fish because it's very tough for some reason.
The tough breaded fish of the bottomless cup.
Absolutely.
Gross.
Okay.
Ekamon gets bored with songwriting, so he decides to start folding his napkin into this beautiful little crane, origami style, and he hands it to...
What's your name?
Vestrad? Vestrad. Sorry, I just blanked hardcore. He hands his little handmade paper crane to Vestrad.
Thank you, it's so pretty.
Ekamon's like, yep.
I like when I get gifts from you.
Cool.
Yeah. Can I get another vodbeat, please? I need to drink a bit more.
Another round is had. Do you have any other questions for Argus Goldblood while we are in this scene?
So, Argus, question for you.
Sure.
Have you heard anything about like this gnome wizard thing? Because we are like, don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The guards are looking for a gnome wizard. They didn't give any descriptions other than to say they were wearing robes and they were a gnome. Huh. He looks at Findel and he looks at...
Dimple is dressed fancy.
Dimple?
Did they say what they did?
No, I didn't. I said they're a wanted for questioning.
For bad questioning or good?
I reckon to think that it's always bad if the guards are looking for you.
but could maybe they get a reward?
No, I definitely would have said something like that, and I wouldn't have had the guards coming for you.
Oh, okie dokie.
Well, thanks, Argus. I don't know. I don't ask silly questions like some people.
Was that directed at me?
I didn't say nothing.
Because I am very intelligent. Can I get a chicken leg, please?
Finest chicken legs.
Does this count as a short or long rest?
A short rest, sure.
Argus, may I be seen to my room? I would like to freshen up.
The bottomless cup is not an inn.
Well, where is our inn? We haven't bathed in days.
Yeah, fresh stinks.
I don't know. Where is your inn?
Findal?
I was planning on taking rooms when we got here, but I have not had an opportunity because of the wagon and you leading us on this merry chase, and the drinks here at the Bottomless Cup have said to be delightful. I'll find rooms, of course.
Does anyone remember anything about this dragon glass? Because I had written down something and I couldn't remember what happened with it.
The dragon glass was given to you by Argus. Somebody has it, I don't know who.
Hopefully not me.
Dragon glass is just a pretty piece of...
It's not worth anything, right?
It's special.
Okay.
But it's not... The value is low. It's like an art piece more than anything else.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I just had it written out and forgot what it was about.
The value depends on the seller's market.
Yeah.
Like lobster.
It is, yes. Where a dragon's breath transforms something into something else and imbues a little bit of the dragon's magic into it.
Cool beans.
Estrad drunkenly stumbles outside to go play with Doodle.
All right. Mm-hmm. Doodle's over at a stable or something that's nearby where his wagon and carriage is stored. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're that drunk yet, but how many Vodbeat have you had to now be drunk?
About 5 or 6.
Okay.
No argument there.
And he's a little bit lightweight.
Aren't you huge, though?
So what?
Okay, I'm just...
Feel free to take part in the establishment. I'm going to go and check on some things and make a round, but I'll be back to answer any questions you might have. There is a card game going on downstairs if any of you are interested in the games of chance. I'll be back.
Staggers up from his table. He's had quite a bit to drink as well, and he heads off to make his rounds.
Dimple, leans over and smells Drizelle and then makes a face.
Did you just smell me?
It's not just me.
You best be out of my space. That was weird.
I was worried it was just me.
You can ask somebody if they feel funky. I know when I'm funky.
Do you, though?
Please.
There is a fine line between snarky and sassy, hey?
It's mostly snarky.
Oh, I want to come back from that. How do I get to sassy? You have a challenge ahead.
I have a challenge.
It'll be fun.
Drizelle's fun, though.
Does Ekamon notice anybody looking at him? Because being a tiefling and all, he kind of sticks out most places.
People look at Ekamon.
Cool. Is there anybody that's kind of glaring at him?
Make a perception check.
Not 20.
Oh, yes. Everyone at the bar is looking at Ekamon. Make an insight check.
16.
No one is glaring at Ekamon or looking at Ekamon in any way, shape, or form other than out of routine curiosity.
Okay.
You're looking for a bar fight?
I was going to maybe do some minor illusions because he's a prankster.
Mm, that's fair.
But he likes to justify it.
Outside, we have Vestrad hanging out with Doodle. Some guards walk by. They look like city militia. How do you know they're city militia, Aaron?
They are wearing gray military uniforms.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, because this is Greyhaven.
Uh-huh. Mm. Good choices.
There's some piping on their shoulders and sleeves. What color is that piping, Chelsea?
It's blue. A really dark blue.
And what does the sigil of Greyhaven look like, Allison?
What is that even? Sorry. Just Chelsea's face. That's it. It's Chelsea's face. Are you doing the Han Solo? Is that what you're trying to do? Han
no,
Solo
like
Carbonite?
Yes, but oh, yeah, I was doing true. Ugly Tower.
This was supposed to be a wolf.
I got it.
Thank you.
I was thinking more of a dragon.
Yeah, griffin, yeah.
It's a typical griffin pose. You know what griffins are. I want to say it's an ankh, that Egyptian symbol.
Sure.
It's like a cross, but it's a loop on top with sun beams coming out the top of it.
Cool. Weird. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it. They have that emblazoned on their chests as well as proper city guards would wear the royal house's symbol. They walk up.
Hello, guards.
Because I'm tipsy.
Hi there. You with the dog?
It's a wolf.
They look at each other uncertainly. You got a permit for that wolf?
Do I need one?
Yeah, you need a permit in the city. He looks uncertainly at his comrade and back. Yeah, you need a permit.
I don't think it's true.
Get off the street, you troublemaker, says the other one. They sound exactly alike.
That's not very nice. Why are you being so mean to me?
Lisa, if you don't have a permit for your wolf, we'll have to bring you in.
Whoa. No.
It's a 10 gold piece fine for not having a wolf permit.
I'm not from here. Where do I get a permit?
You have to go down to city council.
Where's that?
Downtown.
Do you have a map
by
of the city?
No, I know the city. Why would I need to have a map for it?
Then how do you expect tourists to get around?
Listen, you should have found this out at the front gates when you came in here with your damn wolf.
We were in a carriage with a powerful
person. You slipped
person.
In here with that wolf. You'll have to pay a fine. 10 gold pieces.
I don't want to.
Hey, all right, let's arrest her then. Let's arrest this gentleman then, eh?
You're kind of tiny. Do you think you can arrest me?
They're humans.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like I'm bigger.
Oh, well, you might, yeah, like tower over them by yeah. 4 inches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm bigger.
You also, she's been drinking.
The one in the back has like a barrel chest and these giant shoulders, and it definitely looks like he just front squats all day long for days.
Front and squats, like, for days.
Hey, I'm bigger.
What would you say if I said this was a puppy? Would it change the situation?
I mean, you'd call that a puppy if you will, and then there's no permits needed for a puppy, says the guy in the lead who seems to be the guy in charge.
Well, it is a puppy, but I like to call it a wolf because it makes it seem more manly than having a puppy.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. At this point, you make a persuasion check.
That'll be good.
Can I do an intimidation check?
You didn't really intimidate it. You attempted to persuade.
You just persuade now, and then you can intimidate later.
No, you'll have to do that with disadvantage.
12.
That is exactly what you needed in order to get past. They're like, one of the guys goes to pet the puppy. He's like, that's a good little puppy. He's big for a puppy, though, eh?
It's just the breed.
Does he manage to pet Doodle?
Yeah, I think so. I think because Vistrad has worked with Doodle.
Let's roll backwards in time a few hours, just at the gates where you're teaching Doodle about dealing with other people, mm-hmm. since Doodle has not dealt with any people before. Mm-hmm. And let's see what that animal handling check was like back then as we go back in time to the gates of Greyhaven as you're talking to Doodle to teach them how to handle other people.
Nat 20?
Nat 20. Yeah. That's how I got Doodle in the first place.
So, the guard reaches out and scratches the top of Doodle's head, and he leans into it, and he goes, and then bites his hand off.
Roll initiative.
Except that guy. No. And everything goes super well because Doodle was trained correctly. What is it you said to Doodle, this natural 20? What is it you taught Doodle to deal with other people?
People are friends, not food.
Thank you.
Wow.
The guard patrol moves on and you hang out with your dog. Meanwhile, inside, does anyone decide to go and risk a gambling and a game of chance? Or are you satisfied and satiated, filled up on booze and food, and ready to make your way?
Does Findel?
Findel doesn't choose to do anything of his own volition. He's an NPC.
Ekamon is totally going to gamble.
Head downstairs. Mm-hmm. Ekamon gets up from the table, heading downstairs. Does anyone follow Ekamon?
I'm more interested in the food and the booze, so that's where I'm going to stay.
Smart.
I think Vistrad kind of stumbles back in after all of the stuff outside, and he realizes he needs another drink. And then I think as he's walking in, catches Ekamon going downstairs.
I think Ekamon's going to go downstairs alone, and then you can come down in a bit. Only because you left the scene of your own volition and had a moment outside, so we're going to see what happens. You get up a couple minutes later.
You might need a rescue anyways.
Yeah, well, if there's combat or there's some sort of trouble, I mean, your character will definitely enter into the fray in a reasonable amount of time. Unky B.
Unky B's just going to head outside, get some fresh air.
Ah, this one guard petting a dog, another guard leaning in and being like, he's such a cute puppy. Hard a puppy. He's got this giant, massive barrel chest. And one of the other guards who's looking disdainfully on the dog looks up and catches your eye, Unky B, and he says, you that? You're not dressed for this area of the city. Move along.
What do you mean not dressed for this area of the city? I just came from inside.
You in the loincloth.
What would you expect me to wear? I thought it was customary for all the guards to give new clothing to people and new tourists. Are you not following city protocol?
Are you making a deception check by any chance?
I don't know where I'm going with this. Don't ask me.
City guard, like, you have to make a deception check because I want to know if this guard thinks that maybe he does have to provide new clothes to visitors to the city.
No!
He does not.
Does a 4 beat his spell DC?
The dice have revealed that this is, in fact, the shittiest of things, and no one in their right mind would be given new clothes. He moves forward to apprehend you and take you from the area.
No, it's okay. It's my Uncle B. He's with me and my puppy.
He is moving forward to apprehend Uncle Balthazar.
Can I slowly start moving back into the inn where I was?
Into the drinking house? Yes, absolutely. The door hasn't even closed yet.
I kind of just closed the door.
I love that image.
You there, get back here, he says as the door goes click, right? And one of the other guards, you see Vestrad, says, listen, Frank, just let him be. I don't really want to, like, manhandle a dragonborn in a loincloth. And yeah, you head back inside just to see Ekamon heading down the stairs.
Okay.
Is that what you're wearing, is a loincloth?
I'm a barbarian.
Yeah, but you have such like a proper and regal voice. I started imagining you in like regal royal robes.
I know, he was wearing a shirt before, but remember what he did to it in the big combat scene.
And
I don't know if Unky B had another shirt.
Oh, that's so weird to think about.
And then remember the loincloth fell off in the fight with the wolf? And it was him and the she-wolf, you know, mano a womano.
I know what that's
making
like.
Us the day they were born.
Just kidding. Not really.
What? I don't know what's happening.
Nothing.
Ekamon comes down the stairs. Since no one else is joining Ekamon downstairs, I will invite you each to play a nobleman playing cards, if you would like, of any characterization you would like to portray.
Sure. Can we noble women? You need
noble person.
Okay, it's just like, checking. Yeah. Just checking if you just wanted dudes down there.
Like a gentleman's club.
Make a decision as to the type of character you are. You're sitting at a table. I'm playing the 5th. There's room for a 6th. There is an empty chair at the table. There is a pile of gold all over the place. Piles of gold here and there in front of the different ones. And they're playing a card game called Green Dragon Bluff. Is Ekamon familiar with this game?
Yes.
Huh. How is it that we know that Ekamon is familiar with Green Dragon Bluff?
Well, back on the days of soccer announcing Mystic Soccer, he would get bored watching the game because, you know, we'd always lose, so it was the same thing from time to time. So him and the ref that was supposed to be out on the field would be playing cards.
You're supposed to be announcing the game, and the ref is supposed to be officiating the game, and somehow in a professional soccer environment, you're not doing your jobs?
Yeah.
It's a shitty league, I guess.
I mean, I could scrap that idea, come up with a different one.
I can definitely see how your character got fired. All right.
He's not the most professional person, let's be real.
Is Ekamon good at Green Dragon Bluff?
Oh, super good. He uses it to get extra change all the time.
All right.
Con people out of it because he's got his little tricks.
Ekamon sits down. Who is the nicest person at the table?
I am.
And who are you playing?
Him.
What does this character look like? You don't have to give me a name or anything like that.
She's older. She's got kind of like bluey gray hair, but she's loaded.
With booze?
No, monies. Oh. Yeah. She doesn't drink that much, but when she drinks, it's just gin.
I picture Angela Lansbury in a silk gown.
I was going for the Queen of England.
You think that the Queen of England is playing cards?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I can picture that very easily. Yeah.
She has corgi on her lap.
And you're the nicest person at the table.
I'm the nicest person at the table.
When this tiefling comes in.
Oh, welcome.
Seeing that she's loaded and that she looks quite established, he gives a bit of a bow and a flourish in his bardic ways.
Cool.
Yes.
Does this please the queen?
Oh, yes, very much.
Who's sitting next to the queen?
This gentleman, if you can call him that, looks like a just post-puberty teenager wearing a fake mustache. Yes. Attempting to sneak in and like gamble like for the first time.
Everyone knows exactly who this person is, and because they're wealthy.
Yeah, they're just like letting it happen.
Cool.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
That's good. I like that.
And on the other side of the queen is?
So it's a gentleman in a kind of a wrinkly sort of t-shirt, robe cloth, wearing some sunglasses and a farmer's kind of rice paddy hat. And he looks like he's trying to be a professional like card player, but he's not. And he's got like a piece of buckwheat hanging out.
What does he say?
Well, well, well. Welcome to the table. Have a seat there, Mr. Bardic Tiefling Thing.
I am called Ekamon.
Whatever. Just sit down.
And there are two people left at the table. One of them is?
Her name is Penelope, and she is definitely the oldest.
She's actually a flying pig.
Older than me?
Oh, yeah.
Priscilla.
Oh.
And like her skin is so saggy, and like you can tell she's aged and maybe like nearing the end, and you can tell she's playing with like in the intention of all of her money, like it's her entire life savings. And Ekamon comes to the table and she kind of says,
all right, dear, I hope you wore your tightest panties because you're definitely gonna shit them.
There's no need for that kind of language at the table. I've told you this before.
Ah, get the stick out of your ass.
She's definitely the meanest at the table.
So just to be clear, we have the queen,
him.
Teen, the mean, and the machine at the table.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
I thought we were supposed to be playing.
The dealer deals you all in. Dealer plays as well. A nondescript looking gray individual, probably a former guard or still is a guard, playing with a ton of money, though. In order to play Green Dragon Bluff, you're dealt some cards. And in order to play the game, you will all make a Charisma, Deception, or Wisdom Insight check. You'll either try to deceive with the type of hand you have, or try to be insightful about the type of hands that others have. So you will all make the check, and whoever rolls the highest will win the hand. You make a determination as to whether or not, and we'll just allow that these old characters and teen characters and queen characters just have similar stats to the character sheets that you currently have in front of you to make it easy. So everybody roll and see how you do.
Ah, fuck.
All right. Did anybody beat a 15?
I got a 21 in total.
You have won, Ekamon, the first hand. The ante was a single gold piece, so you will have received 5 gold pieces.
Good for you, young chap.
Thank you.
I think it was beginner's luck.
Shall we play again? Says the dealer.
I'm game.
Yes, please.
I need better dice.
Another gold piece is put into the pot. What role are you trying to do there, Ekamon?
What role?
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you doing insight?
Deception.
Or are you doing deception? All right, you're going to deceive people as to the quality of card you have.
Yes.
All right, roll the dice, everyone.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
All right, did anybody beat a 15?
Yes.
My god.
Then once again, Ekamon wins. Hands down, no one else even got a 15.
This is bullshit.
I'm sort of inclined to agree.
The dealer just quickly deals out a third hand, given that Green Dragon Bluff is going so quickly and everyone is losing so handily. Jeez. To Ekamon.
Fuck!
Come on. No, what the hell?
Did anybody beat a 15?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, fuck.
I was close.
All right. How did you do there, Ekamon?
Very well. I got 24.
Perfect. With a 24, you completely blow everyone away, and everyone is looking grumpy at the table. But and as a result, the mean says,
"Who gave us all the loaded dice? Cards. Fuck. Where am I? I need my orange juice, please."
I'm leaving then.
You mean my Metamucil?
Does anyone have some...
What is that called?
Prune juice?
Oh, does anyone have some laxatives? I think I need to take a shit and it will clear my head.
You married that.
I did.
You've been playing three hands of Green Dragon Bluff and conversations going back and forth. It seems like these players have played with each other a couple of times before. And do you play a fourth round with them?
Yes.
So on this round, one of these four individuals in front of me says that they'd like to make this round an interesting one. You've walked away. You're now up 15 gold. So the teen says,
I'd like to make this more interesting.
And he takes off his cloak, this fancy, beautiful cloak that he was wearing, which if you would like to make a
check, is what you do, right?
A arcana check or a history check or just a general bardic knowledge check.
That was my bad roll.
You know that this cloak is magical. You just don't know exactly what sort of cloak this is.
Yeah.
But the teen then says,
this is a cloak of elven kind, so you better pony up.
And you're not too sure if that's true or not, but you know it's magical just by looking at it.
I like where this game is going.
However, you must offer something of equal value. Do you have anything that could match of the value of a cloak of elven kind?
I've got 4 nondescript gems.
Yeah, if you don't have anything that's super valuable, like any magical items or anything like that, then you could just put up your valuable possessions and all your wealth that you've acquired so far on the chance to receive a cloak of elven kind.
I dig through my bag and I find a stylus. And as I pull it out, can I cast minor illusion on it?
They will be able to see what you damn it. Doing that.
Okay.
Because remember, it takes some scatting to cast those spells.
All
right. Yeah. Get out of your bed.
Illusion. Okay. Yeah, I will rummage in my bag. Yep. And I pour out these 4, I mean, they're significant size gems, and I toss them on the table.
Amongst your winnings from the...
Amongst the 15 gold, yeah.
Yeah. The teen says,
I think you have more than that. This is quality. this is quality material.
Does Ekamon actually have anything more than that?
No. And all he's going to look at the teen and he's going to be like, if you want to keep playing here, kid, you'll accept it.
Who's a kid? Fine.
All right. The wager is made. All of your possessions, your 4 gemstones and your 15 gold. Do you have any weapons?
My rapier's not going on there.
Yeah. Your rapier too.
No.
Yeah. It has to.
No, why? Yeah,
you're on a winning streak. You're fine.
Oh, man, I hate
last words ever. Yeah,
she can lose everything. It's all gone.
I'll put my rapier on there.
Awesome. Okay. What type of check will you make this time? A deception check or an insight check?
Deception.
All right, because insight sucks for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, go figure. All right, make your deception check. Everyone else, roll. Everyone before... Okay, so Chelsea's roll.
Yes.
Everyone else, roll.
Oh yeah!
About time.
Okay.
He's doing so well, guys.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
So I didn't even get a chance to say, you know how to play Green Dragon Bluff. Would you like to cheat on this roll?
You rolled already.
Yeah, exactly. You rolled already. You may roll your sleight of hand check with disadvantage after you tried to deceive to see if you can slip a cheat card into your hands. You need a 20, so it's pretty tough.
And sing with the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise a glass and toast to the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.